"That is some small mercy, I suppose," he said. She could see the grief on his face, but even then he thought first of her. "Your sister," he said, and John's boy, what word of them?" The message said only that they were well and had returned to the Aerie. Catlin said, "I wish they'd gone to River Run instead. The Aerie is high and lonely, and it was ever her husband's place, not hers. Lord John's memory will haunt each stone. I know my sister. She needs the comfort of family and friends around her. Your uncle waits in the Vale, does he not? John named him Knight of the Gate, I heard." Catlin nodded. "Brynden will do what he can for her, and for the boy. That is some comfort, but still..." "Go to her," Ned urged. "Take the children. Fill her halls with noise and shouts and laughter. The boy of hers needs other children about him, and Lysa should not be alone in her grief." "Would that I could," Catlin said. "The letter had other tidings. The king is riding to Winterfell to seek you out." It took Ned a moment to comprehend her words, but when the understanding came, the darkness left his eyes. "Robert is coming here?" When she nodded, a smile broke across his face.